Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulullah, wa ala ali wa sabi ajma'in, ashadu la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu muhammadin abduhu rasulullah ba'd. I wanted to share with you something about Islam. This is Yusuf Estes, National Muslim Chaplain, retired. And we're doing a live broadcast tonight, and we're going to rebroadcast this on our website, Islam Always, and Islam Yesterday, and Chat Islam. We've got all the websites out there, you know them. So be sure to visit them. And obviously, if you can hear this now, you've already found your way to do that. So we'll just get started telling you something about Islam. In the Quran, there's a saying from Allah, and the Quran is Allah's speech to human beings. And he says in there, "In adina indallahi al-Islam." It's in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 19. And it means that for sure the only deen with Allah is Islam. Two words I need to translate for you though. Deen doesn't mean religion. It actually means complete way of life. The way that people go through their life is their deen. And the only deen that Allah will accept is that people will submit to Him, His terms, His conditions, and not make up some religion of their own, but rather that they will follow what He wants them to do. In other words, obey the commandments and be good people. And also, of course, to believe in Him as one. Now, with regard to that, to be in the right deen or way of life is the goal of every Muslim, every person who wants to be successful in this life and the next life and wants to submit to God. If they know God is one and they're trying their best, that's what Muslim means. So having said that, I want to share with you something that happened 1400 years ago, but it's recorded and we know it's a true story. It's on the authority of Abdullah. His name is Abdullah ibn Omar. He's the son of Omar, who happened to have been the second Khalifa after the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he says that Zayd ibn Amr bin Nufail went to Sham. And now Shem today is Syria and Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan, that area of the world, the Holy Land, if you will. And he went there, Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, he went to this area, Bled Shem. He was seeking a true way of life to follow. He was looking for a good religion for him. He met a Jewish religious teacher and scholar, and he asked him about their religion. It's called a rabbi. He said, "I intend to embrace your religion, so do tell me something about it." And the rabbi told him, "You will not embrace our religion except if you're willing to receive your share of Allah's anger." And Zayd ibn Amr said, "I don't run away from anything except from Allah's anger, and I will never bear a bit of it if I can have the power to avoid that. Can you tell me about some other religion?" And the rabbi told him, "I don't know of any other religion except Hanif." And this means monotheism, by the way. The Hebrew and Arabic are very similar. And he was telling him to look into the monotheistic religion. And Zayd said, "What is Hanif?" And the rabbi told him, "Hanif is the religion of Abraham, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And he was neither a Jew nor a Christian. And he used to worship none but Allah alone without any partners." That's monotheistic religion or Hanif. So Zayd went out and then he went and met a monk, which is a Christian religious scholar. And he told the monk the same thing as he had said to the rabbi. And the Christian said, because he said, "I want to, you know, embrace your religion. Can you tell me about it?" He said, "You will not embrace our religion unless you get a share of Allah's curse." And Zayd replied to him, "I don't run away from anything except from Allah's curse, and I will never bear any of Allah's curse and His anger if I have the power to avoid it. So will you tell me of some other religion?" He said, "I don't know of any other religion except Hanif," and that is the monotheistic religion. And Zayd inquired, "Well, what is Hanif?" And he said, "Hanif is the religion of Abraham, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. He was neither a Jew nor a Christian. and he used to worship none but Allah alone. So when Zayd heard the statement about the religion of Abraham, he left that place and he came out. He raised his both hands up in the air and he said, Ya Allah, O my God, I make you my witness that I'm on the religion of Abraham. Now, what does that mean? No, that means Islam, by the way, to us, because that's the same thing that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was saying, that he was on the religion of Abraham. And may Allah always make us on the true religion of Abraham and all of the prophets, and of course Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I want to show you another teaching that comes out of Islam. This is recorded in Sahih Bukhari. It's hadith number 169 in the fifth volume, if you have the English Arabic translation. I do. This is on the authority of the sister-in-law of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. He was married to Aisha, and she was the daughter of Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr had a daughter named Asma. Asma bin Abu Bakr, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. And this is what she tells us. She said, I saw Zayd ibn Omar, this is the same person, Zayd ibn Amr bin Nufail, standing with his back against the Kaaba. The Kaaba is that big black square box out in the middle of the Haram in Mecca. And this man, Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, was standing there and he was saying, O people of Quraysh, by Allah, none of you is on the religion of Abraham except me. And then she said that Zayd used to preserve the lives of little girls. And if somebody wanted to kill their daughter, which was the custom, by the way, of those people, if they had a newborn daughter, they used to take them out in the desert and bury them alive. And he used to preserve these girls. And he said that if somebody wants to kill their daughter, that he's willing to take her. He says, don't kill her, for I will feed her on your behalf. Because one of the things they were worried is that these girls, you get too many girls, they're eating all your food, and then they're not able to work and get anything back, you know. It's a horrible thing, but that's what they did. So he would take the girls, and then he would grow them up nicely, and then he would tell the father, now if you wish, I will give her back to her, or if you wish, I'll keep feeding her on your behalf. And this is recorded in Sahih Bukhari, Volume 5, Hadith 169. It's amazing, isn't it? And remember, he's saying what? I'm on the religion of Abraham. And by the way, this was before the advent of Islam comes with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I want everybody to get the picture that Islam is not something new that came with Muhammad. Islam has always been there for those who believe in the one God of Adam, Noah, Abraham, and all the prophets. Peace be upon them. Here's another one that's narrated on the authority of Ubaidah bin Asamit, radiallahu anhu. And he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whoever doesn't recite Surah Fatiha in his prayer, in his salat, then his prayer is not valid. Now this is a good little lesson for us, that especially those who are coming into Islam, it's kind of new to you and you didn't know some things. This is important to learn how to say the Fatiha in the Arabic language. And so when you pray, you'll be able to do that. Now online, we've got some help for you to learn how to do that, but I'll just go over it with you right now to help you with it. It begins by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Then it continues, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratu Mustaqim. Siratu Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. And that is Surah Fatiha, the opening of the first one. So take your time and learn to say that one in your salat. It's very important. And regarding the last part of it, it was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu who said that when the Imam says Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin, then you have to say, I mean, for this saying of Amin coincides with the angels, then if that happens, your past sins will be forgiven. That's in the prayer, of course, not just when you're reciting it like I was. What does it mean? I'd like to know, you know, so I go to the Arabic and take it apart and look at it, and then I read the books that explain the meaning of this Fatiha. It begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and that's in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that says all the praise and thanks is to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, which means mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Ar Rahmanir Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Malik. Malik means a king or a sovereign ruler. Maliki Yawmiddin, on the day of recompense or day of judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This means you only do we worship and you only do we turn to for any guidance. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those that have your favor. Ghayrul maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin, not the path of those who have your anger, nor of those who go astray, those who are lost. So, when we learn about this subject that's being presented here, that there is a deen, there is a way, and we're asking Allah to put us in that way. And what is the way? The way of Abraham in submission to God, and part of that is to do these prayers. When we do them in the Arabic. Get more reward that way. You learn about the ancient Arabic and you learn how to say what God wants you to say in order to reach Him. And when you say the last part of it, غَيْرُ مَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِّينَ, and then you say Amin in the Salah, if your Amin coincides with that of the angels, then Allah, He forgives all your past sins. And so that's really good for us to pray and be forgiven. We've been talking now on the subject of the religion of Hanif. And this is not something new, as we've mentioned already. I want to share with you, I'm going to jump all the way from the very first chapter of the Quran, which I just read to you, to another chapter way in the back of the Quran. And you'll find that it has a surah back there by the name of Surah Al-Bayyinah. And this is amazing because of what it talks about in Surah Al-Bayyinah fits right in with what I'm telling you right now. Because in here, Allah tells us, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Lam yukul lil ladina kafaru min ahl kitabi wa mushrikina munfakina hatta tatiyahum al-bayyinah. رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو صُحُفًا مُّطَهَّرَةً فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ دِينَهُ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And this last thing you heard, deen al-qayyimah, that's the word deen that we're looking for. And to give you a translation of what I've read so far, it says, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture, people of the book, the Jews, the Christians, they were not going to stop their disbelief until there came to them clear evidence. And that would be a messenger, Rasulun min Allahi, a messenger from Allah, Yatlu suhufum mutahara fiya kutubum kema, reciting to them the Quran, the purified scriptures. These are purified from having any falsehood or batil, wherein are correct and straight laws from Allah, fiha kutubum kayyima. And the people of the scripture, the Jews and Christians, didn't actually differ amongst themselves until after the clear evidence came to them. وَمَا farqul ladinat. Farqat means to divide, separate into sects or groups. Wa ma tafarqul ladina utul kitabi illa min ba'di ma ja'atuhum bayyinah. And they did not divide themselves up like this until after this clear proof came to them. And then it says, wa ma umiru illa liyabudu Allah mukhlisina lahu dinahu nafa. And these people were not ordered by Allah to do any more than this. And that is to worship Allah alone, without any partners, and perform the salah, which is the ritualistic standing and bowing and falling on your face, or, as it says in the Bible, or prostration, sajda. And to pay the zakah, this is a charity for the wealthy to give to the poor. And this is the right way of life. Darakul dina qayyama. This is the correct way. So now we'll go back to the verse that we said earlier when it says in the Quran, in the din da in Allahi al-Islam, here it's explaining what that means. What is the deen of Islam? The deen of Islam is nothing more than this. Worship Allah alone without any partners. Having all your devotion and thanksgiving for Him alone. And to establish salah, pay the zakah. And this is the way most clear. For sure, Muslims need to realize that today. I find some Muslims today are taking the salah as though that weren't real serious. They could take it or leave it, come and go. It comes time to pray. I don't know if you don't feel like it. No, because this is a part of the deen. And whoever leaves the salah, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, laysa minha. He's not from us who leaves the salah. So let's be real careful about that and be sure that we encourage each other and ourselves to always uphold that and stay with the salah. Now, we've been talking also about Ramadan, the fasting, obviously because it's the month of Ramadan. The surah right before this, number 97, you might remember this one. This is the one which is called the Surat al-Qadr, or the Night of Power, or the Night of Decree. This one says, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalu malaikatuhu wa ruhu fiha bi'idni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. More or less the meaning to English, it says, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Certainly Allah has sent this, meaning the Quran, down, tanzalla, down, sent it down. Fi laylatul qadr. Layl means night. In the night of Qadr, the decreed night. The night of the decree. The night of Allah's power. And what will make you know what this night of Qadr is? It is the night of Qadr and is better for you, better than 1,000 months. One night is better than 1,000 months. Not 1,000 nights, 1,000 months. Of worshiping. And that's, by the way, equal to 83 years and 4 months, which is longer than most people live. Better for you than a lifetime of worshiping Allah is this one night, Laylatul Qadr. And by the way, could be tonight, could be tomorrow night, could be the next night. Allah knows best which night it is. Some people think it's only the 27th, but it could be another night. Just don't take any chances. Let's get up and pray that. It continues, it says, therein descend the angels and the ruh, by Allah's permission with all decrees. Ruh means spirit. This is the night when the Holy Spirit comes down. Who's the Holy Spirit? Some Christians will say, well, we got that. I don't know if you do or not, because the Holy Spirit is Jibril's title. That is the title of the angel Gabriel. Ruh. Ruh. He is the Ruh. Ruach Kudus. Therein descend the angels, Malaika, and the Ruach, by Allah's permission, with all decrees. Everything that's decreed, it's coming down. Salamun, peace then. Hiya hatta matala al-fajr. Peace then, and goodness from Allah, until the appearance of dawn. What a beautiful teaching. MashaAllah. That's number 97 in the Quran. If you don't have a Quran already installed in your computer, you'd like to do that. We've got one that's free. We'd like to offer it to you. Try it out. See how you like it. There's no charge. It's free. There's no catch. Just go to our website, islamtomorrow.com/free, F-R-E-E, and check it out. You'll see a picture of the Quran. Click on it. Download it. Then after it's downloaded, you need to install it. You click on the little thing, it'll install it for you. When you're all done, you'll have a little icon, a little small book sitting on your desktop. And when you click on it, it'll open up the Quran for you. And on the left side of the page, you'll be able to select the chapter or surah you'd like to read from. And that stays open while you read through the Quran. So you can always just jump over real fast and go to another surah or chapter. It's really the most convenient I have ever seen. You can also switch the text in it from Arabic and English to simple English without the Arabic. Or you can switch it so that you also have transliteration using the English letters to pronounce the Arabic words. I used that for 2 years before I started learning Arabic, by the way. It's very handy. I hope and pray that Allah will guide all of us and accept from us our efforts in this deen, way of life, of Hanif, monotheism. And I hope that He'll put us in His paradise. Keep us on the straight path, the Sirat Mustaqim. Until next time, remember our website, islamalways.com. It's always open 24 hours a day, and always plenty of free parking. Till next time, I bid you salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.